The 28-acre State Center development, just north of downtown Baltimore, is at a standstill. That until two competing lawsuits between the state and the developer wrap up. That could take years. But when the fight is resolved, members of the surrounding communities want to make sure that their input does not get lost. WYPR's Rachel Bay reports the state lawmakers are considering a bill that would require the new development to include things the community wants.
With the state fighting to cancel its agreement with the developer of State Center, it's not clear what will eventually replace the current 1950s-era buildings. The primary goal of the proposed bill is to make sure that the community gets a vote. Delegate Cheryl Glenn, the Baltimore Democrat sponsoring the bill, testified before the House Health and Government Operations Committee on Thursday. She said the communities surrounding the existing state office complex have been collaborating with the developer for 12 years.
To design a major revitalization project that will take a desolate section of West Baltimore and turn it into a vibrant mixed-use community.
Before the lawsuits, the plan included a large grocery store, state offices, apartments, retail, and green space. Those are things the community still wants. But a state commission study released in January offered markedly different suggestions, including fast food, a convenience store and gas station, and a much smaller grocery store. Glenn's bill requires the new development to include many aspects of the existing plans. It also requires the new developer to sign a community benefits agreement.
This is a rare case of neighbors fighting for development, and this bill protects the thousands of hours they have put in so far.
Steva Cormier is the former president of the Historic Marble Hill Association and a 40-year resident of the neighborhood. She told lawmakers the development could have major and lasting impacts on the area if done right.
We have seen what the redevelopment of the American Can building did to Canton, what Harbor Place did for Boyan. You remember how the Inner Harbor looked before?
Elizabeth Deggy Mount, executive director of the Downtown Baltimore Family Alliance, said the development could even address some of Baltimore City Public Schools' challenges.
If Baltimore had a more stable property tax base and had, a huge development that brought a number of professionals into the city to live there, we'd solve our enrollment problems, and I would be in front of you a lot less often asking for supplemental money to shore up our schools.
Baltimore County Delegate Chris West, a Republican member of the committee, suggested that locking the state into specific types of development, like a grocery store and state offices, might prevent other opportunities. Imagine the lawsuit has finally wrapped up, he said, and it's the year 2021.
Some major American company, like an Amazon, says, we want to come to Baltimore City, we would like to take over that area, and we would like to build a state-of-the-art new city of tomorrow in its place. We don't want a supermarket there, and we don't want state agencies there. We want to put our stuff there.
He said that if that happens, this bill would prevent a development that might be in the best interest of the nearby communities. But Deggy Mount said those things, like the grocery store, are what the community has been saying it wants for 12 years.
70% of the people living in poverty in Baltimore don't have access to a car. And so having a grocery store in the middle of Amazon's world headquarters number 3 might not make sense to Jeff Bezos, but it does if you're a mom like me with a 3.5-year-old and you need to get milk sometimes at 7 o'clock at night.
The Senate version of Glenn's bill is scheduled to go before the full Senate on Tuesday. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.